Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. And may today, the 17th of Tammuz, be quickly transformed in our own lifetimes from the time of sadness that it is to a time of joy and redemption. Hassam Sofer tells us that based on calculations he made, Boaz impregnated Ruth on the 17th of Tammuz. So the 17th of Tammuz, yes, it's a day of tremendous sadness, the day when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, the day when the Jewish people were worshiping the golden calf, the day when the Romans broke into Jerusalem, and 3 weeks later we lost the Beis HaMikdash. But it's also the day of the beginning of the dynasty of David, because it's when Boaz impregnated Ruth, and so it has a connection to redemption. May we merit to see that quality of the day revealed speedily. All right, let's start again. Kuf Chav Dalim at Beis. They were broken today, the two tablets.
The two tablets
were broken today.
They got into the city.
They broke through the wall on the 17th of Tammuz. Okay, let's start again with the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. There's a lot of Daf Yomi today. I don't know if we'll get through all of it. It's okay, tomorrow it's shorter. So we'll catch up whatever we don't make up today. We'll get through tomorrow. All right, says the Mishnah. Kol HaKelim Hanitalim B'Shabbos. All the different utensils that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, like a utensil for permitted use, etc. Shevreim Nitalim. You're also allowed to carry the broken pieces Imahim. If there's a broken such utensil, you can carry the broken utensil. As long as these broken pieces also can be considered a clear utensil, because they also can be used for a job. So, for example, according to the Tanakhama, Shivri Areva, when you have the big earthenware bowl that you put in it, the big doughs, now that it broke, as long as it's big enough, L'chasas ben es piachavis, that these shards are big enough to cover the opening of a barrel, the shards are not mukta. Shivri Zchuchis, if you had a golden utensil and it breaks, L'chasas ben es piapach, as long as the broken pieces of glass are big enough, glass utensil that broke, big enough to cover a little container of oil. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not that the broken piece can still do a job. It has to be able to still do a bit of its original job. Rabbi Yehuda b'vach yosim me'in melachtan. As long as the broken pieces can still do a bit of what they were originally doing. So shivra reva, the broken pieces of a bowl, are still a utensil and therefore not mukta. If they're big enough, lots of pesochan mikpa, that you would still pour into them, I don't know, a paste, a batter, a chalent, something thick. And if it's a glass utensil that breaks, still has to be big enough, lots of pesochan shemen, big enough to pour into it oil. So we have an argument to the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. When we say that the broken pieces of a utensil are still not mukta, the same with the utensil is not mukta, the piece isn't mukta, is it as long as the piece can do a job, or is it as long as the piece can do a bit of the original job? Yeah, question?
The small pieces you can pick by hand, can you groom it?
Yes.
You can.
You'd be allowed to, whatever you can't move by hand, you can move indirectly. So you can move with a broom, you can move with your leg, you can move with your elbow, with your body. That all mukta you can move indirectly. That's for sure. All right, so now the Gemara. So again, we learned in the Mishnah argument amongst the Tanayim, the idea that the shards, the broken pieces of a utensil, are still a kli and therefore not mukta. An argument according to the Tanakhama, it's as long as those pieces can do a malacha, or a job, a purpose, a tashmish. And according to Yehuda, as long as they can do a bit of their original tashmish, a bit of their original purpose. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda told the name of Shmuel, Machlokes, Shenishbru, Me'erev Shabbos. The argument is, when they broke before Shabbos. Mar Savar Malei Melachtanit, So now, it was before Shabbos, it was a broken piece. Rabbi Yehuda says it's still only going to be considered a kli if it's doing a bit of its original job. May malach acheres lo, but if it's doing some other job, it's already not the original purpose. And so even though that other job is also significant, it's not considered a kli until it actually gets used for that other job. Or if somebody made a declaration, I'm going to use it for that other job. But if they haven't done those things, it's just considered like stones, and therefore it's muktzah, you can't move it. Umar Sabar, where's the Tanakhama holds? Afilu me'in malach acheres. If it broke before Shabbos, as long as it can do a job, even if different job than what it was originally part of, it's not a muktzah item, it's a kli. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, if the utensils break on Shabbos, everybody agrees that the broken pieces are permitted and not muktzah, even if they can't do the original job, because remember, what is the time period that makes something muktzah? As Shabbos begins, during Bein Hashmashos, during that period between sunset and the stars coming out, it was muktzah, it was put aside. He said, I'm not going to use it. I'm not thinking of it. That's what makes something muktzah. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, if it was a whole utensil at the beginning of Shabbos, and only on Shabbos morning it breaks, at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't putting it aside. It was a full utensil. You were planning to use it. So it wasn't muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos. Since it wasn't muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it stays not muktzah. It stays not muktzah because it wasn't muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos. Most of Rav Zutroi, now Rav Zutroi challenged this idea of Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. We learned in a brisa on Yom Tov, you're allowed to fuel a fire, but you still have the laws of muktzah. So it says here in the brisa, Masikim Mekelim, you're allowed on Yom Tov to fuel the fire by putting utensils into the fire. However, in Masikim Meshivrei Kelim, you can't fuel a fire on Yom Tov with broken utensils. Now, in Nishruemas, when did these utensils break? If the utensils broke before Yom Tov, so who cares that you didn't declare before Yom Tov, I'm going to use it for a particular use. You didn't use it for the particular use. If you have a broken wooden utensil, it's just regular pieces of wood. And regular pieces of wood on Yom Tov are not muktzah because you can use them to fuel a fire. Ela b'Yom Tov. So must be this discussion of the difference between whole utensils and broken utensils is because it broke on Yom Tov. The Katani, what does it say? Masikim b'kelim, you can fuel the fire with utensils. And Masikim b'shir b'kelim, you can't fuel the fire with broken utensils. And we don't say, oh, since in the beginning of Shabbos it was part of a utensil, and at that time it wasn't muktzah, it stays not muktzah. Apparently Shmuel's wrong. So Mar says, all right, Eli'i itmar, ach itmar. Shmuel said something, this is what he said. Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, the argument in our Mishnah, whether the broken piece, according, has to be doing a bit of its original use or any use. Machlokes is shenishbru b'Shabbos. The argument is, and the utensil breaks on Shabbos. Mar Savar, one holds the svar that we said before. Muchanu, since as Shabbos was entering, it was a utensil. It's still considered a utensil, and it's not muktzah. Mar Savar, but one holds that utensil as you were beginning into Shabbos is not muktzah, but that utensil's gone because it broke. Noladu, this is considered something new, and this new thing is muktzah. Avol me'erev Shabbos, but if the utensil were to break before Shabbos, devyakol mutarim, then everyone would agree that you are allowed to. Everyone would agree if it broke before Shabbos, because hol vuchnu l'malacha mibod yom. If it broke before Shabbos, everybody agreed that the broken pieces, even though they can't do a bit of their original job, they can only be used for some other job, are not muktzah, because before Yom Tov already, before Shabbos, you knew that you had something for this other job, and it was muchan, it was prepared. Tanei chad, we learned in one braisa, masikin bekelim, you're allowed to fuel a fire with utensils. Ve'ein masikin, but you're not allowed to fuel a fire. Beshivrei kelim, that on Yom Tov, you can't fuel a fire with broken utensils. Tanei chad, in another braisa, kishem she masikin bekelim, the same way you can fuel a fire with whole utensils. On Yom Tov, kach masikin b'shivrei kelim, you can take broken utensils and put that into the fire. Hanidach, we have a third brisa, says, ain't masikin lo b'kelim v'lo b'shivrei kelim. On Yom Tov, you can't put into a fire whole utensils, and you can't put into a fire broken utensils.
What
The Gemara explains, who's each of you? Huh, the first price that says you can put into the fire whole wooden utensils, but not broken utensils. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda we know is Mr. Strict in regards to Muktzah. He holds of no lug. So he'll tell you that if a utensil breaks on Yom Tov, it's now you have no lug. The broken pieces are something newly born. They weren't there before Yom Tov. So therefore you can't use them. They're Muktzah. Huh, the Brice that says you can use both the whole utensils and the broken utensils to fuel the fire on Yom Tov is the view of Rabbi Shimon, who's Mr. Lenient on Muktzah, doesn't hold of Nolan. And he'll say the svar that we were struggling with earlier, that since as Yom Tov was beginning, it was part of a utensil, wasn't Muktzah then, even the broken pieces now that it breaks on Yom Tov are still not Muktzah. Huh, the Brice number three that says even a full utensil you can't put into the fire on Yom Tov, that's the view of Rabbi Nechemya, who we learned yesterday says you can only move a utensil for its primary use. The primary use of a wooden bowl is to eat salad in it. The primary use of a wooden bowl is not to put it into a fire. So I'm now going to move it to put it into a fire. Yeah, question, Baruch.
Yeah. Rabbi, you know, the skillet doesn't make sense. You could light up another light.
On Yom Tov, correct.
On Yom Tov, but you cannot beam your light bulb up and down on Yom Tov. Can you beam it up and down with the light?
So dimming is another issue because you're reducing a light.
But you're moving.
You're allowed to light a fire, you can't reduce a fire.
But if you dim it up, you can?
Yes.
Up, you can.
Yeah.
But
down, not. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, question, is he? Right.
Hey, Yom Tov, I would like to seek for you, but I'm doing wrong. I don't want the key. I decided not to use it anymore.
Right.
I put it in the fire. I'm not allowed. It's not cheap, but I can't use
it. Why can't you put the key itself into the fire? Because this is the view of Rabbi Nechemya. It says you can only move a kli for its normal tashmish. So the normal tashmish of a bowl, a wooden salad bowl, is to eat a meal. It's not to put it into the fire. So to put it into the fire would not be allowed. Right, we don't rule like Rabbi Nachman. All right, now another law of Muktzah. Amar Rav Nachman said, Hani livni d'ishtayim b'binyana. Let's say a person is a builder. And he had a whole pile of cinder blocks. He used them to build his house. He has leftovers. So now it's Shabbos. These leftover cinder blocks, are they muktzah or not? So he said, sure, let's tell Tzlinu. You can move them on Shabbos. The chazilim is galay, because you can use them to sit on them. However, if after you built them, shraginu, you pile them up again to start using them on another construction site, then vadeyatzinu, that certainly is putting them out of mind. And then you can't move them and use them. I'm Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel. Rav Nachman said to Rav Shmuel, Cheres Ktana, when you have a small piece of earthenware, Mutter L'Taltel B'Chatzer, you're allowed to move it around in a courtyard, because even though it's a courtyard, this little broken piece of the earthenware has a use here. You have all sorts of containers. You can use it to cover the containers. So it's not muktzah because it's considered now a bottle cap. Aval b'karmelis, but in a street that's semi-public, lo, you can't carry around the piece of earthenware because there's no use over there, and it's therefore muktzah. Rav Nachman Yidei Amar, Rav Nachman himself said, I feel the b'karmelis, even a broken piece of earthenware in a karmelis, you're allowed to move it around. Aval b'rishus harabim lo, but in a public domain, not. Because there you don't have people, and you don't have anything to cover. You don't have people sitting there, you don't have anything to cover. Rav Amar Rav said, a broken piece of earthenware, even in a public domain, is still considered a kli. Since it's considered a kli, because you could use it as a cover, you can move it in a public domain. And now a story this way. Rav is being consistent. Rav because of Britzka de Mechuzah. Rav was walking in the big market of Mechuzah. It's Vesai Masani Tina. His shoe got dirty with mud. Also, Shame, his secretary came, Shakel Chaspa, picked up a broken piece of earthenware, and was scraping off the mud. Rabbi Meir Rabbanan Kala, the other rabbis in the town started screaming, "Hey, hey, hey, hey! It's Muktzah! It's Muktzah! What are you doing?" Amar, so Rabbi said, "Lo mistayid lo gmiri. These rabbis are ignorant. Not enough that they didn't learn that this is not Muktzah because it's a broken piece, and the broken piece can be used as a cover, so it's not Muktzah. But Migmar Nami Megami. Now they're even trying to teach what they didn't learn." So Ilu B'chatzer Avay, Rabbi explained, "Had I been in a courtyard, Milo have a chazi l'chsuya be'mana. This would not be considered muktzah, because it's not considered a stone. It's considered a utensil. A utensil that can cover a little container. Machanami here too. This is fine for me. And therefore, since it's a utensil, it's a kli, I can use it to clean my shoe."
Rabbi, in cinder blocks, you could move them, but you cannot use them as a sitting...
If you can move them, you can use them to sit on them. But if they've been dedicated for construction, and then it's a klisha malach to lease, or it's etzim v'avanim, it's stone for building, then you can't move them. Yes, for sure.
No, I don't get it. You have pile of the cinder blocks.
That means you're planning to use them in the next construction project.
But you want to move them from this area right now to move them over there. So you are not allowed to do it. Even if you put garlic on the top of it?
Yeah, because it's not a kli, it's not a utensil. Well, maybe. Maybe if you put garlic, you'd be allowed to. If you put garlic from before, maybe then you'd be allowed to. All right, next case, talking again about broken pieces. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Megufas Chavis Shenechtecha, the cover of a barrel that was cut. So the barrel, the cover of the barrel, and the barrel itself broke. Much letzaltel. You can carry the cover and the broken piece of the barrel on Shabbos because you can use the cover and these pieces to cover all the utensils. Tani Nami Yochi was learned in a braisa this way. Megufa shenichteta. When you have a barrel cover and the barrel itself broke, both that cover and the broken piece of the barrel, mutter, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. However, the lo yisvos mimenu shever. He shouldn't smooth out the broken parts. He shouldn't, round the broken pieces. Lechasus bakli, to cover a utensil. Or lismoch bo kari amita, or to support the legs of a bed, because that would be makabe patish to finish a utensil. Vim zarka ba'ashpa, and if you took this cover of the barrel, once the barrel broke and you threw the cover in the garbage, then aser, then you can't use it. You can't move it around anymore, because once you threw it into the garbage, you're saying it's not usable, it's not a utensil anymore. So now it becomes muktzah. It's an askar of papa. And papa said, the fact you throw something in the garbage makes it muktzah. A guy decides he doesn't need five suits. So one of the suits he throws in the garbage. He's only going to have four suits in his closet. And he realizes he could use that suit. So on Shabbos, you're going to tell me that suit is muktzah, chanami da'aser. It's a good suit. Elam Rav Papa, therefore Rav Papa said, now starting today's daf, kuf chafei medalev, im zarka mibohud yom. If you take the cover of a barrel that broke, and you throw it on Friday, la'ashpa, on Friday you threw it into the garbage, then asura, then it's not a utensil anymore, and you can't move it around on Shabbos, because since before Shabbos you did an act of lack of dedication, an act of muktzah, an act of saying this is out of mind, this is unusable, this is waste. So now it becomes not a utensil, it becomes just a little cheres, a little broken piece. Now it's muktzah. Amar Barhamduri. Barhamduri taught another law about broken pieces of utensils. Amar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Kromishel machatzelas. You know, a strip of thin wood that comes out of a mat.
No, mat like
yeah, like the mats that they put of schach on top of the sukkah. Mutzal tatlam is Shabbos. You're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. My time, of why? I'm a Rav. Rav explained. Baram Duri Asberli. Baram Duri explained it to me. Machatzel is gufa l'maychazia l'chsuye be'afra. a mat. What do you use it? You use it to cover dust. Haninami, the strips that come out of the mat, you can also use them to cover dirt. Therefore, they are considered a utensil still. Amar Abzeir Marat, Shiare Prusmios, the pieces of material that come off of a cloak, Aslatal from the Shabbos, you can't carry them on Shabbos. Amar Abaya said, Matlanio, Shein Ben Shalosh Al Shalosh. That's talking about the little rags that aren't even 3 fingers by 3 fingers. And therefore, since Lo Chaz and Lo Lanim, Lo Lashim, even the poor who need little patches are not going to use it. So it's not good for the poor nor for the rich. Therefore, you can't move it around. It's Mukta on Shabbos. That's right. Tanar Abban and Arsages Torah in a Braisa. Shivrei Tanur Yashan. The shards of a broken old oven. So you have an oven and it broke into pieces. Now the shards, the broken pieces of the oven, harei kikol kelim anitzalin bechatzin. So they are like other utensils, and you can carry them in a courtyard. It's not mukta. If you don't anitzalin, Rebbe Yehuda says no, you can't carry them around. They're mukta. Hey, Rebbe Yosi Mishim Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Rebbe Yosi said a testimony from Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Ashivrei tanur yashan. On an oven that had already been heated. It was an old oven, and then it broke into pieces. But the broken pieces, should you tell them to Shabbos? You're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. They're a utensil. Val kisuyo, and the cover of the oven. Sheino tzarech besiat. And even if it doesn't have a handle, you could still carry it around on Shabbos. The Gemara says, but Michael Miflegi, what was the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Abaya. Abaya said it's like our Mishnah. The argument is when you have a broken piece, it's still usable for a purpose, but not usable for a bit of its original purpose. Is that considered still a kli, or is that considered eitzim v'avanim, just stones? As Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, Rabbi Yehuda is being consistent, who said in our Mishnah that the only time a broken piece is not mukta is when it could still do a bit of its original job. And Rabbi Meir's Tameh, as long as it can do a job. Mask for Rava. Rava challenged this. Iyachi, if it's the same argument as our Mishnah, the Miflegi, B'shivrei Tanur, why do they only argue about an oven that breaks? Liflegi B'shivrei Kelim Ba'alma. They should argue about all utensils that break. Elam Rava. So Rava explained. There's something unique here about this oven. B'shivrei Dahai Tanur Kamiflegi. They're arguing only about a particular type of oven, which we also have. This argument in Meseches Kelim. So, in Meseches Kelim, we learn about all sorts of different types of ovens and different ways of mounting an oven. It's now within a Mishnah. Nisano al pi abor o al pi adus. Let's say you take an oven and you put this oven, you mount it on top of a pit or on top of a little shack. V'nasan sham even. And he puts a stone between the walls of the oven and the walls of the pit in order to keep the oven up, that it shouldn't fall into the pit. So we learned in Mishnah's Kelim, Rebbe Yehuda says, if when you put the heat on the bottom of the pit, the heat's going to rise up into the oven, it's going to go all the way up to the top of the oven, that's going to work.
So you could secure the canoe so it doesn't fall into the pit. But how about if you, while you're doing it, the actual fire is being moved, or shifted.
It's okay. We're not talking about Shabbos right now. Right now, we're talking about Tumah. Whether this is considered a utensil, whether it's considered a kli. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Tumah. This is considered a usable oven, and it can become Tumah. Vimla, but if the heat from the pit is not going to reach the oven, you're going to have to put heat in the oven part two. So then Tor. This oven is still Tor. It's not yet been made an oven. Chacham say no. Hoel v'husak, since this oven was already once heated, Mikamakum tame, it's tame even if the heat coming from the pit doesn't reach it now. Uvamaykum ifli, what's the argument? Baikra, how to interpret the following pasuk? The pasuk says, Tane v'kirayim yutatz, tmeim emu tmeim yulachem, an oven that's big, an oven that's smaller, if they become tame, they have to be broken, they're tame to you. That's the pasuk. So Buda Savar, Buda says in the word Utats, you learn from it the following. Mechusar netitza, an oven which is attached to the ground, or close to attached to the ground, which is from the, and attached to the ground, it's the term not to, it's broken. That's what's tummy, that's what can become tummy. But an oven that's not attached to the ground, she'ein mechusar netitza, that doesn't have that ability, it's not missing netitza, that is tahar. Rabbanan Sabin, the Rabbanan old. Since it says Tmeim Yulachem, not just Tmeim Heim, but Tmeim Yulachem, Mikol Makom. That's to say that it's Tamei even when it's not fully fixed and it's not fully attached to the ground. Also, it can become Tamei. So now, Rabbanan Nami, what are they going to do with the word Yutatz? Hahu, they'll tell you that's to say. It's not to say that only an oven attached to the ground is considered an oven that could become tamei. That's to say le'idach kisas, to go to the other side. To say that even an oven attached to the ground can become tamei. Sakadai tachamina would have thought to say kivan l'chari ba'ara, if it's attached to the ground, kikufa da'ara dami, it's considered ground. Hamashul, that's the chiddush. Even if it's attached to the ground, it can become tamei. But certainly what's detached can become tamei. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim. Haksiv Tmeim Yulachem. What does he do with the pasuk that says Tmeim Yulachem, which seems to include lots of different ovens that can become Tameh? Ha'ikad Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. That's like the lesson of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Machlokas Be'esek Rishon. The argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is with an oven that you're heating it for the first time when you put it over the pit. There Rabbi Yehuda says, if the heat reaches the oven, then it becomes an oven. If the heat is not reaching the oven, from the pit, it's not an oven yet. Avol besek sheni, but if it was already heated before it was put in this spot, and now it's put into this spot, afilu tali b'tzaver gamel. Even if you didn't put it on this spot, even if you put an oven that was already manufactured on the neck of a camel, it's going to be tamei. Amar ula ula said v'hesek rishon, and even this oven, when it's heated for the first, even when you're first heating the oven for the first time. The Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who learned from the pasuk that the heat of the oven doesn't have to successfully go, the heat from the pit doesn't have to go well into the oven for it to be able to become tamei. Even if it's not attached to the ground at all, it would become tamei. So now, Rava is explaining the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in regards to mukta. We're talking about an oven that's not really attached to the ground. According to Yehuda, it's not considered something which is able to be makabel tuma. It's not a utensil yet. So it's also not a utensil. You can't move it around on Shabbos. It's mukta. And the broken pieces of it would also be mukta. Whereas according to the Chachamim, they hold that this oven, which is not attached to the ground and not getting so much heat from the pit underneath it, is still considered a utensil. So if it's considered a utensil, it wouldn't be mukta, and its broken pieces would also not be mukta. Maskevler Ravashi challenged this. Iyachi, if that's the case, Adam Iflugi b'shivrei tanu, instead of them arguing about broken pieces of an oven, Liflugi b'tanu grufa, they should be arguing about this oven itself. And we would say like this, Hashta tanu grufa l'Rabbi Yehuda l'Avimana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this oven is not yet a utensil because it hasn't really been heated. And the very first time you're trying to heat it, you have a big gap between the heat source and it, and it's not really reaching it. So Shvara b'baya, the broken pieces, certainly, Rabbi Yehuda would consider mukta, of course. So, Elam Ravashi said, okay, we're going to go back. Olam Kedamar and Mikar, the argument about the broken pieces of an oven, whether they're mukta or not, is, as we said, the same argument as our Mishnah. When you have broken pieces of a utensil, is it that they are not mukta if they can keep doing a bit of their original job? Or is it that they're not mukta if they can keep being used for a job, not necessarily the original dog. So he said, but why then talk about an oven? The answer is like this. Uba'oset. My satifka. How did they cook in their ovens? They were basically cooking from the heat of the oven wall. They would put a fire underneath the earthenware oven. The walls would get hot. And they'd put the dough on the wall. And the dough would get cooked. So when you have a broken piece of an oven, can you use that to heat like you heat on a roof? Sometimes they would take the rafters off of a roof, take the tile off of the roof, it got heated, and cook on the tile. So that's the question over here. If you have a broken oven, the question is this considered a bit of the original purpose? Because you can heat on the broken shards like you heat on tiles. Or maybe since it's not normal type of heating, normal type of cooking, this is not called a bit of the original job. Reb Meir, who says, even though Reb Meir holds Reb Meir is saying the Dvar of Reb Yehuda, saying according to you, Reb Yehuda, that it has to be doing a bit of its original job. Kama, he's saying like this. According to me, a broken piece of a utensil that does a job is still a utensil. So I would say a broken oven is certainly a utensil because it still does a job. You can cook on the pieces the same way you would cook on tiles. But even according to you, who say it has to be doing a bit of its original job. A broken oven, the pieces can be used for a bit of the original job because you can cook on them the way you cook on tiles. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, lo dami, cooking on broken pieces is not like cooking in an oven. When you have a regular oven, the heat source is on the inside. Hacha, when you're cooking on a tile or on a piece of an oven, the heat source is from the outside. When you have a full oven, you can have the oven is standing up, and you put the dough onto what's standing. Over here, when you have broken pieces, lav mu'umad, it's not standing up. It's being put on the bottom. And therefore, it is not, going to be muktzah. Yeah, I'm sorry, therefore it will be muktzah. It's not the original utensil. Therefore, it will be muktzah. Just to finish, till the Mishnah. Hey, Yud Reb Yossi, Mishum Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Reb Yossi testified in the name of Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Al Shivrei Tan or Yashan. We looked at the brice on the broken pieces of an old oven. Shani Talon B'Shabbos, that they're not muktzah, they can be carried on Shabbos. Al Kisuyo, and on the cover of an oven, Shein Tzarech Beis Yad, it doesn't need a handle. Amar Avina, Avina said, Kaman Mitzal Talina Idna. Who are we following today when we carry on Shabbos kisi de tanur de matamachsia, the covers of the ovens of matamachsia, the inland beis achiza that don't have handles? Come on, the answer is Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Following the view of Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, that even without a handle, it's considered a utensil, and you can carry it around. Okay, yeah, Baruch, a question.
How did the
tanur
get from it?
If a dead rodent is in its airspace.
But the fire obviously, you know,
no, fire is not, well, apparently not. That's a good point. Maybe if you'd have enough fire, it would be a mikvah. If you had 40 saw of fire. Mikvah is a certain amount of water. What's that? Yeah, so earthenware becomes tame from its airspace. If you had a dead lizard hanging down into the oven, so the whole oven becomes tame. What's that?
The fire is not going to help earthenware.
No, Baruch's making a very good point, which is there are sources that think that a fire can have the same status as water. In the same way you could have a mikvah of water, you could have a mikvah of fire. Oh, that's true too. Earthenware does not become tahor in a mikvah. That's true.
But if you want to kosherize the kitchen, you know, you do it with the fire, right?
Good. Yeah, that's something else. That's not a mikvah. That's not tahor. That's just to take tastes out.
But I think the fire is like a mikvah. The same thing.
No, it's different. It's a different process. It's that when you buy a house, you go rent an apartment, the kitchen's not kosher because it has non-kosher tastes. So you have to purge the tastes out with a fire. That's to clean it, to make it kosher.
So in the tanur, is it just a rat in there?
Yeah.
So now this is, not tahor.
Good.
So what is that? Do they have to break it down?
Or exactly. Yeah, they have to break it. Exactly.
They have to break the whole
tanur down. If you have an earthenware tanur with a dead rat in it, to make it tahor, they have to break it. Bake it, grind it up again, and make it into a new dough, and then bake that mud. That's right. Right. But apparently we're saying there's a special pasuk of Yutatz, that even though it's mechubar lakarka, it can become tamei. That's right. All right, now next Mishnah is going to talk about when you attach a stone to a bucket. Does the stone now become part of the bucket? So let's say they take the skin of butternut squash, which is dry, and Evan Shabikiruya, and they put a stone on Friday into this butternut squash that's dry, and they use the butternut squash peel to draw water. So now, Imimalinba, they don't know fellas, if you draw water with this butternut squash peel and the stone doesn't fall out, that means the stone became part of the bucket and you can still use this bucket, this peel of butternut squash, to draw water on Shabbos. It's not muktzah. But if the stone's not tied in well, when you fill it with water, the stone falls out, then the stone is not considered part of it, then it's just a stone on top of a butternut squash peel. So then the butternut squash peel became a basis l'davra aser, became a foundation to a stone. And stone is muktzah machmas gufo. It's muktzah because it's not a utensil. So the basis, the foundation, is also muktzah. Similar law, now turning to Kuf Chafei Amid Beis Zmora. If you have a branch from a grapevine, shikshura b'tzafiach, that it was tied onto the bucket. And so by holding the branch, you lower the bucket. Now that branch became part of the bucket, so you can use that bucket to draw water on Shabbos. Okay. Now we're going to talk about bona, building. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos. What about if you build in a temporary way? Kakachalon, in those days, they had windows. They had openings in walls. They didn't have glass or plastic in that opening. Used to fill the opening with rags, sometimes with wood. So pekaka chalon, that which would fill up an opening of a wall, the belezom bezmanshu kosher v'talu, if it's tied and it's hanging. So in other words, it's hanging, it doesn't reach the floor. Pokimbo, you can use it to fill up the window on Shabbos, in lav, but if it's not hanging, but it's actually on the floor, ain't pokimbo, then you can't use it because it's considered adding to an ohel on Shabbos. Even if it's reaching the floor, pokimbo, you can use it to fill up the window on Shabbos. So now we look at a Mishnah. Evan al piachavis. Let's say you have a stone on top of a barrel, and you want to get wine out of the barrel. Now you can't because the stone is muktzah. So we learned later, matzal tzito, you just tilt the barrel to its side, be no fellas, and the stone falls off, and then you can get wine. That's what we learned later. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Amar Rabba, Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu. Now, later on in that Mishnah, it says that if you can't tilt the barrel where you're at, you can lift up the barrel, move it away, and then tilt it. Lo Shanu, Lo B'Shocheach. That's true when you forgot the stone on the barrel unintentionally before Shabbos. So since you just forgot it there, the barrel's not considered a bus, it's l'davra asur. It's not considered a foundation for something prohibited because you didn't want to make it a foundation for the stone. Aval b'miniach, but if you deliberately put the stone on top of the barrel, you wanted the stone maybe to cover the barrel, nasas bus l'davra asur. So now the barrel is a foundation for the muktzah item, and therefore the muktzah item, the barrel itself becomes muktzah and you can't carry it. Rav Yosef though said, Amar Rav Asim Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Asim Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, El B'Shocheach. That's only true if you forgot. This is only true, the law of the Mishnah later, is if you forgot the stone on the barrel. Avo B'Miniach, but when you deliberately put a stone on a barrel, Nasa Kisui Lochavis, then the stone is, then it's not that the barrel is a buses for the stone. No, then the cup, then the stone is a cover of the barrel, it's a utensil, and then you can carry it. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Mosfina Nashmaitin, I'll challenge this lesson from our Mishnah. Right? I'll challenge what I learned, what I taught from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Evan should be Kiruya, when you have a stone in the peel of butternut squash that you're using as a bucket, if the stone stays inside the bucket when you fill it with water, then you can use it, the bucket. So, here too, when you have a stone on top of a barrel, it should be allowed to move the barrel. No, but it's not comparable. Awesome, in our Mishnah came in the hotkey. Since you put it there in a tight spot, Shav Yadofen, it becomes part of the wall of the bucket. But just putting a stone on top of a barrel doesn't make the stone part of the barrel. And the opposite, it actually makes the barrel a basis, the davar ha'asr. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, I could challenge my interpretation. I can challenge what I've learned. Again from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Imlav, if the stone doesn't stay tightly in the little container, but you can't use that container to fill. So I said, if you put the stone on top of the bucket, on top of the barrel, the stone is a utensil. So let it be a utensil. Lohi, but again, it's not comparable. Hasam over there. Came with a lohatka, bitule batla. Since you didn't put it in tightly, because it falls off whenever you fill it with water, so that's the stone is not considered prominent. It's not a utensil. But if you put a stone on top of a barrel to be the cover, then the stone becomes a utensil. The Maikum, if what's the argument between Rav Ami and Rav Asi? More explains. Mar Savar, one holds. But Inan Maisa, that in order to make something muktza, to make something which would otherwise be muktza, to make it into a utensil, you have to do an act to show that it's not muktza. Marsa, and the other one holds, Obin and Maisa. You don't need to do an act, it's enough just to show that you mean it to be used as a utensil, and that's enough for it to be considered a utensil. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow.